Welcome to Vibes Episode 2, and again you've got myself and
Mandeep as well. It's back for part 2.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Yeah. Amazing. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody out there that reached out to us saying that they loved our podcast. And
the feedback was great, absolutely great. Everyone loved it, and yeah, hopefully this continues for the future.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we're going to do this every 2 weeks, but we thought that we'll do this one purely because we've had the Apple event take place on Monday, and we wanted to give our viewpoints on that, because that was something that we spoke about in the last one. So, Mandy, let's go straight into it. What did you think of the event?
Let's go into it. I thought it was a bit of a disappointment, really. I thought... I was waiting for some new release of new hardware, but I mean, it was just the whole streaming side of things that they're going for. And I think the whole space out there is just getting convoluted. There's so many companies now jumping on this bandwagon of streaming. And then, it's just, I think Apple should have been the leader of this. They've come in this quite late. Yes, they've got the money, they've got the scope, they've got the people behind them. But, I think a lot of the other subscriptions, a lot of companies with their subscriptions have got a lot of fan base already attached to it. So it'll be interesting to see what Apple can come out with and what they can do in terms of enticing people to drop their current companies and come straight for Apple. So it will be interesting, but as a whole, as an event itself, it wasn't something that I stuck around watching for a long time, really. It's a few snippets I've watched I wasn't overly happy.
I mean, for me, you know, one of the things that they say is that mobile phones and all of these devices, they're actually on the decline. No one's buying the latest and greatest. So Apple have to do something else, don't they?
Yeah. No,
so, of course, you know, with the streaming, you know, we kind of saw that coming. I mean, they were on the cusp of it, but... Saying that, you're right. I mean, you said it last week. Like, how many subscriptions do we need? Because I'm going to be honest. I've got Netflix. I've got Hulu. I've got Amazon. I've got, like, other ones that's going on. I've got Sky as well, which, you know, obviously for the US lot, that's our version of having Spectrum TV or something like that. So, yeah, I mean,
when it comes to those subscriptions, yeah, I've got the same amount. And... Do I go through and use them all? No, I don't. I mean, Amazon Prime is an example that I use it predominantly just for next day delivery. But when it comes to actual videos and watching films, I don't like the setup that they've got. It's very difficult to navigate around as well. So I don't really use it as much. The only thing I watch is the Grand Tour. That's it, really. Once that's done for the year, okay, let's come back for another year next year. But even with Netflix is convoluted, but it is great. They've always got great shows coming out on there. But yeah, like I said, it'll be interesting to see what Apple comes out with. But
we also have Disney around the corner.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, obviously we are coming down to the whole subscription model. I mean, even the world of gaming is coming subscription. You got Office 365, which is subscription. They're looking to have Windows 10, which is...
Good little Microsoft plug there.
Yeah. I mean, everything's going down that route. So does it really harm us to have another subscription? I mean, this is the way forward. This is the future. But Again, I mean, for me, having these people come on the stage and like, oh, we got this show and that show. It's just like, I don't really care.
It will be good in terms of competition and what they have, but I want to see the day when they all come under one subscription. You pay one lump sum per month, and it allows you to access all of these different programs. But at the moment, it's just getting people on board. Getting people on board and see how many people actually go towards this new Apple orientation, but yeah, like you
Well,
said, it is the way
listen,
forward. It
listen,
is the way
listen.
forward. It is right.
The big thing here, right, for me was they're coming out on Samsung TVs, they're coming out on LG TVs, they're coming up out on the Sonys. So, you know, to see the Apple brand branch out is actually quite surprising. I mean, believe it or not, I was reading something the other day that Apple Music on the Android has actually grown in some, actually, people are actually downloading it and signing up for Apple Music.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
So, if they do it right, then they could dominate the market. I mean, I was really surprised. I thought Spotify would be up there, but apparently they've been losing people to Apple Music on the Android format. So,
Right, okay.
if they get, but then for me, I'm going to be honest. I, when the rumors were coming out, I was just hoping, right, every single movie on Apple is a catalog for me to stream for a monthly subscription. But that wasn't it.
Yeah, that's
That
right.
wasn't it. So, I don't know.
That's the subscription that they need to give to the end consumer for them to think, okay, whatever anything I want to play, press of a button, I can play anything I want.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the moment, Netflix obviously has that platform. Whatever's on this on their screen, you can play. Amazon doesn't. Amazon is something that's extremely frustrating as well. You might see an amazing film on there. No, you've got to pay another £15 just to buy it. But yeah, it's just it'll be interesting to see what things they come out with, what programs, what movies and so forth they come out with. But yeah, like I said, just want to wait for that day when they just all come under one radar. But yeah, it is the way forward. Streaming is the way
Yeah,
forward.
I mean, we are going that way. I mean, even gaming's going that way. We've got the
Yeah.
Xbox streaming, we've got the Google streaming. I mean, that is the future. I mean, subscriptions are what we're going to be doing. Now, talking about money, Apple Card.
Yeah, I
There were
think.
rumors. There were rumors, and I'm going to be honest. I, for one, batted it away, thinking, no, there's no way they're going to have a card, and they
I don't
actually
know.
did.
Yeah, I mean, it's good they got a card, but personally, I mean, I use a credit card. I've got the couple that I have, but it's not something I use extensively. How much it's gonna be taken up by a lot of people, I don't know. I mean, the fact that it works with your watch, works with everything, but your card's working that way anyway. So, I mean, what things are they bringing out on the
Well,
plate which isn't already out there at the moment?
so this is where I probably need the US counterparts to obviously reach out to us. But in the UK, we have Monzo and we have all of those. Do they have that model in the US? Do they have companies that do the spending that is spread out in that way, like Monzo does it with the cards here? It was very much that. Now, there was one issue that I had. So, do you remember back in the days that we, when we used to go shopping with our parents, they had their credit cards. They put it in this machine, they put a paper on top, and they slide it
Yes,
over, and the card number's on there, yeah,
yeah, I
right?
remember those days, good old days,
Now,
Emma.
the new Apple Card doesn't have a number on there. So, what happens if a system goes down? You've only got your physical Apple Card because they give you a physical one with the chip, and they want to use that contraption. You can't because they'll go to go over it. There's no etching on the card.
Yeah, but I can't remember the last time that ever happened. I mean, I used to work
2 weeks ago for me.
2 weeks ago? No way.
Yeah. I went to a petrol station. The systems were down, so they used the
No
old scanning
way.
thing.
I haven't
Yeah.
seen that for years. I thought there's
Well,
something that's
still
gone
there.
now. Wow. But usually
Yeah.
it's just you. Oh yeah, petrol station. I suppose that's a different scenario. I mean, you have to you obviously pump the petrol and then you pay afterwards. Where if you come to a store, they'll just reject you and say, sorry, you can't pay at the moment. We have to come back a later time until we fix it.
True,
So yeah,
true.
I suppose that's something that they probably will still have in petrol stations. But yeah,
But
I mean,
again, I mean, you know, they talked about all of these incentives and these cashbacks and stuff. But again, you're right. I mean, a
we've
lot
got it
of other
already. So
companies do
what?
it.
Yeah. So what is it? What they come out with now? It doesn't really make sense. I mean, the only thing that makes sense is it's just an Apple global brand taking over everything now. It's everything that we
True, but
have.
then Amazon have their own credit card,
Yeah.
mastered with MasterCard.
Yes,
So
they do.
again, it's just a case of, you know, is this something that Apple are, I mean, they were saying there's no late payment fees and there's no other kind of fees and stuff like that.
International fees, I
Maybe,
think, as well.
yeah.
International fees are, but we've got, again, we've got cards here do this exact same thing. I've got a
But are
card
they
here.
forcing major card companies to change their stance? Is the other question.
Yeah, true.
I
I
mean,
think so. I think so. I
I mean,
mean,
listen, right? They talk about, and they clearly said, we don't want you to have debt. We want that to kind of go. We want you to manage it better. Again, it doesn't stop that. I don't feel it stops it.
it's a card that you create debt on. So how are they going to actually stop it? Anyway, stopping it is making sure you pay your bill every month. But
Yeah.
yeah, it's just I think it's just another thing that Apple just had to just bring out there due to the fact that they've got what, 1 billion customers at the moment. So that's what they
Yeah.
said, one
Yeah.
point one, I think it was, the amount of devices that we've got out there, Apple devices. So yeah,
Yeah.
it's just a great marketing strategy and branching out to so many customers at the same time. Just launch what you can. I think the next thing from that, they'll probably launch a bank. You
Apple
never
Bank.
know. Yeah, we could have a high street bank. Yeah,
Wow.
it should be crazy. You can just see Apple devices everywhere in that bank.
But the whole financial side of the whole Apple thing hasn't really hit us. So for again for the US counterparts, you have the Apple you have this card where you can send money to each other via iMessage. We still can't do that in the UK. So we still are behind on features.
Yeah, that's true. That
And
is true.
I was reading an article last night saying that there's a chance, there's a possibility that Apple Card might not hit this side of the shore still. So,
Okay, that's
yeah, so,
interesting.
well,
Again, it
like I
could be due
said,
to the
we've
fact
got
that,
Monzo and everything else.
exactly.
I
So
mean,
we've got all those cards already. So
yeah.
if someone's already got someone's happy with the customer service that they receive from these cards, why would they want to try and jump ship to another card? I mean, people can at the end of the day sign up to new cards, have extra cards. How much they will use them is obviously up to them. But
Yeah,
yeah,
but
it's
overall, it was really underwhelming.
I don't
It
think that'll
was
affect.
really
And
underwhelming.
the other side of things that we were speaking about, the game streaming side,
Yeah.
that they're going to release all their offline games on the App Store available under game
Oh,
streaming,
being a
which,
gamer, none of those games really appeal to me.
yeah.
I mean, they're good for 5 or 6 minutes
Exactly,
or
that's true.
whatsoever, but it's still a
I mean,
phone.
I did play a couple of games actually, fully to a complete. I can't remember the name. Shadowgun, I completed that. I remember I
Okay.
played that. That was good. On the train on the way to work every day, and I forget the other game.
But the
It was
thing is,
another horror game.
people just want to play simple, quick, easy games.
Exactly.
Hence why games like Candy Crush do well, or
Yeah.
this whole Sudoku games
Exactly.
that you've
That's
got. I
true.
mean, they're just quick and simple. And the games that they want to release isn't quick and simple.
Yeah, I
You
mean,
gotta.
the reason why you've got is because you've got a phone. You've got so many things you can do on a phone. So you
Yeah.
want to just quickly play one game and then get on doing something else, then do something
Yeah.
else, then do something else. Come back, play another game, go and do something else. But yeah, spending X amount of time trying to play just one game, I think that time has changed a bit now.
Yeah.
Me completing those games was quite a number of years ago when internet speeds were a lot slower, so you had to do offline, so you couldn't really browse, you couldn't really watch YouTube well.
Yeah.
You thought the only thing I can do is just play a game. But now you can do so much. Internet speeds are extremely fast. On the train, you can just watch YouTube, see another clip, go to another one. But yeah, but maybe they could be changing. They could decide, actually, you know what? We're starting with the iOS games, and now let's launch these changes. Let's allow other big platforms to come in and put their own games onto it.
Could be. It could
Could
be.
be.
It could
It
be. I
could
mean,
be. It could be the start
could
of
this
that.
be the start of them coming into the gaming industry?
Which sort of makes sense. 1.1, was it 1 billion? I think 1.1 billion devices, and all those devices are connected. That's a huge amount for companies
But
to
then they
just
needed
go
to
ahead
do it
and
at the same
launch.
time as Google and as Xbox.
True.
Because they're launching this year without
Yeah.
Failure. So
True.
are
Unless
there
Apple,
But
it
then
could.
again, but no, but listen, right? We talk about marketing. I don't mean to be funny, but people all know about the Xbox streaming thing. So they've done something right.
Yeah.
Right? No. But if you think
True,
about it,
yeah, true.
Phil Spencer, who heads up Microsoft, he's allowed Xbox games to come out on the Nintendo Switch. I mean, that guy to me is a legend because he fought for cross-platform play. He fought
That,
for
yeah.
Getting stuff on other things. So he is he I'm so I know I'm a Microsoft fanboy. I'm not saying this about Microsoft, but to be able to play let's say, Rocket League on my Xbox against someone on a Nintendo Switch.
That's amazing. That is amazing. I actually cannot wait for that. My
Well,
son's
no,
got a Switch
well,
at
that's
home,
now.
and
You can
then
do Rocket League right now if you have
oh
Rocket League on an
yeah.
Xbox. You can play against someone on the Nintendo Switch.
I'm waiting for the other more extremer games to come out, the ones that used the Xbox to the extreme, and then once they
Yeah.
do that in the Project Cloud, that would just be amazing on a
That would be
Switch.
amazing. That
That
would
would
be
be
amazing.
amazing. But yeah,
Now,
like if they do that in Apple,
yeah.
yeah, could be the next
Cool.
thing. Don't know.
So the other question is, when was the last time you bought a magazine?
Life of me, I can't remember when. The thing is, we're such a connected society now. A lot of the news features we want, it's just a web page. It's on there. We read the news. When am I physically going to open a magazine or
Well,
even
apparently Tim
subscribe
Cook
to these
likes to
men?
stand outside a newsstand, smell the paper, rather than rocking out his iPad and doing it on his iPad. I mean, you know. And again, it's not something old. We have a company called Readly in the or Readly or however you pronounce it in the UK that does exactly the same thing for the same price for global magazines, right? So, and I actually had it. I thought, wow, I can read magazines on my iPad and whatnot. But then I came off it because it's just like I'm getting information from the internet, which is much newer.
Exactly, and it's on the spot straight away. As soon as the news comes out, it's there. And also, Apple on top of that, I've got the Apple News
Yeah.
program on
Yeah.
every device now, and it's great. It includes every bit of news out there from every different feed and just puts it all together on it. I
Yeah,
think it's
but what
great.
worries me, okay, so what worries me about this is obviously you got these news sites that have a paywall, right? So for example, Financial Times, if you want to read something, you have to pay, you got to pay money to read the entire article. Are Apple forcing these companies to go into that model so that we're forced to buy this subscription?
True,
You know, again,
probably.
we're coming into this whole subscription thing. So,
Yes.
you know, I am afraid to look at my bank statement to be like how many subscriptions I have because I.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, it's the end consumer and how much they will spend. Because coming along this subscribing on magazines, a lot of the newspapers in the UK
Yeah.
started to have subscriptions, but they went
Yeah.
back from that afterwards. They realized a lot of people weren't signing up, so they couldn't make the money off that. Because a lot of people aren't buying the newspapers nowadays, so they can read it
True,
off
but that
the
was one
internet.
newspaper. But if Apple say $9.99 for every newspaper, then you know, could they are they changing how we consume magazines and newspaper to a point that we are forced to be in a monthly subscription for it? To be honest, like I said, I was on something similar before and I just got rid of it after a while.
I can't see it catching on. Not as much. Maybe the initial stage of how great they make it look,
Yeah.
and for the platform they use, the program they use, and it will look good. It will look very flashy for people to use. But then after a while, nah, I can't see it. I can't see it. If it's a month first month free trial, a lot of people will sign up. How much will continue with that? Don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it will catch on.
It will be interesting. It will be interesting. I mean, again, I do agree, but then I know that we're talking about hardware and what changes. I mean, we've got the Apple development event that's happening in a couple of months' time anyway. So, are we going to see the hardware stuff that we wanted to see? I mean, I tell you what, I'm still waiting for this power mat or air mat or whatever they're going to
It's been
call
what,
it.
2 years? A year and a half, I think it is.
I don't know what's going on.
They first said anything about it, or they showed pictures about it, and then since then, nothing at all.
No.
But even the hardware, I think that again, I think we spoke about this last week as well. It's the innovation side of things. They don't innovate as well. They don't bring out anything amazing that literally is a showstopper.
It is, and Apple have actually gone out and apologized again for their rubbish keyboards. All of a sudden, we are sorry that our keyboards are rubbish.
See, there
And
you
they are
go.
rubbish. I mean, and again, I mean, you said it last week. And it's one of the reasons why I look at my machine and I think I might just go back to Windows.
Yeah, do you know
I
what?
might just go
We were
back
talking
to a
about this
nice
yesterday.
keyboard.
It's just come to a point where what differences are we getting between the Mac and Windows? Not much really.
No.
Windows, it's just everything just works. With Mac, sometimes you've got to find workarounds for to make things work. With Windows, it's there and it works.
Yeah.
Everything's built on that platform. Majority of stuff's built on that platform anyway. But
It
yeah, it
is
just works.
interesting. It is interesting. You know, maybe Apple being this whole stylistic company is beginning to bite them.
I mean, I remember the day, remember the days when they used to have a PC versus a versus Mac
Mac,
wars. Remember the adverts they used to have?
yeah.
But
I'm a PC. I'm boring, but I was forced to be a PC because I'm a gamer. You know, I couldn't play games on a Mac. I was a gamer, so
Yeah, me
you
too
know.
as well. At that point, yeah, gaming was the way forward, and PC was the only way. Even now, Mac still hasn't caught up on the gaming side of things.
No,
It's not
they
great. You
haven't.
can't see, can't get those amazing games on there at all. So you're forced to go down Windows, which is a
Yeah.
shame, really. You'd think after so many years and such a
Well,
huge platform as well.
they did have the Pippin Apple
Yes.
Pippin console that
Oh my
just
God.
flopped.
Oh my God. But
Yeah.
yeah, they never went down that road. I thought
No.
it's something they could have done, but
But well,
I suppose they came with the
maybe
App
the whole
Store. They came
streaming
with,
thing
yeah,
is the
exactly.
way that they go,
Yeah.
you know.
If it is a time, that is the time to do it now. Now is the time
Yeah.
to do it.
Yeah. So I picked up the new AirPods, as everybody knows, and I've written a review on my LinkedIn what I thought of it, and I do like it, but it's no different from the last ones. I
Yeah.
mean, they're saying it's quicker to connect between devices. I still have to go into my Bluetooth settings to be like, pick this up and pick that up.
No way.
It's not
Okay.
as smooth as they make it out to be.
Wow.
So,
Jeez. They make the presentations look all flashy, but when it comes down to the end,
I mean, I tell you what,
almost.
I mean, obviously you lot can't see, but I have my name written on it. I mean, that's about it on the
That's good.
case. Yeah.
Personalization.
Yeah,
Not bad.
personalized. I'm free.
All
Free
right. Oh,
personalization,
nice.
even though you do cough up a lung or your heart to get this, but,
But
you know.
you got the wireless charging with a
Yeah,
separate
so,
wireless mat in
yeah,
terms
I
of a
mean,
different company, not Apple, because we haven't got
yeah,
them.
but what I am impressed is I do have the lightning cable port underneath the case, which they didn't say when they said the wireless charging case. Everybody had the assumption that it would be purely wireless and no power cable charging, but they do. So, and I used the power cable last night because it is quicker. So,
Yeah.
you know, but again,
Is it better battery life? Do you get a lot more
well,
talk
I can
time?
listen to music for a bit longer. I can talk on the FaceTime a bit longer when I'm FaceTiming friends and
But
no, I tell you what, the main thing why I like my AirPods is I can just put it in my ear, and because they're light, I don't even know they're in my ear. They don't weigh my ears down or make it feel uncomfortable. And I guess that's why I like them. I mean, they're great for listening to podcasts. I will be listening to our own one again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
But would you say it's good time to upgrade or not?
I
If you've got
wouldn't
them already?
upgrade. So
No.
if you already have a pair, don't bother, is what I say. However, if you've never had AirPods or you're looking to pick them up, you can't pick the first gen anyway. Whenever you order, you'll get second gen. So yeah, I think as a small I mean, I always said that these were companions. For me, I have the Bose QC35 2s that does the noise cancellation when I'm on like noisy journeys, planes. They're great. I have the Beatex in-ear ones, which are great for when you're going to the gym. And they do a good sound of blocking noise out. So again, they're very close enough being noise cancellations. And these are just something I just dump in my bag and just use here and there. So, you know, I don't know. Again, could they be done better? I mean, they're saying the Jabra in-ear ones are pretty good. I was actually looking to pick those up. I'll see what happens. I'll see what
Yeah.
happens.
Okay,
So,
nice, nice.
yeah. But besides that, what else is happening? For me, I'm looking forward to playing Yoshi on my Nintendo Switch that came out today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I haven't had a
apparently it's
chance to look
supposed
at
to be
that.
pretty good. So, I'm gonna
That's
get.
another couple of games there. That's good.
Another couple of games there. But besides that,
Yeah, nothing else is happening in the world of
it's
tech
been
at the
a very
moment.
quiet week, hasn't
Yeah,
it?
it has. We'll see what happens. What did I see today? I saw the Xiaomi phone. with the Fold.
Oh,
They should
right. What do you think of it?
release another video of that. But yeah, it's a bigger device, but then having two creases in it to then
I
fold
mean,
down
those,
to
I,
one
again,
screen. Yeah,
we're talking about
I'm
these
not.
creases. I mean,
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen about these creases and how bad it will look. But again, these are very obscure videos, so you can't really see what it's going to look like. But I do like from that video, I do like what they're trying to do. But again, to do with the creases, and the main thing is the pricing. Is it going to be around the 2 grand mark? Let's just like everything else.
right.
But Xiaomi are always good with the pricing. But practicality is the main thing. Is it going to be better for user to use or not? Is it going to be any reason why to get it? Shall see.
I guess we got to see. I guess we
I
got to
think
see.
Samsung are releasing their Galaxy Fold soon. Should be coming out soon, I think.
Well, you were
£1,900, I
saying that
think.
the benchmarks were slower than the
Yes.
S10.
Yes, I saw that yesterday, I think it was. Yeah, slightly slower than the S10, which is odd. Such an expensive device, you'd expect them to be higher memory, better CPU. Well, it's obviously going to have the same end chip for Qualcomm Snapdragon 855. But yeah, shall see what happens. The next couple of years, is it going to catch on? That's the main thing. Don't know. Foldable
Yeah.
devices. I think they're only starting to get rid of the front selfie camera, and they're suddenly bringing this whole other concept out of
Oh
foldable
God, these
phones.
whole pop-up. I mean,
What?
what they're going to go wrong,
Yeah,
clearly. I mean,
pop-up. I can't see that pop-up camera coming up.
technology should be camera behind the screen and the screen clever enough to dim that area down when you need to take a picture. So it's like a mirror kind of thing and then
Yeah.
it can see through. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, there should be yeah, two actual displays on each phone. I think the back should be a standard back, and then obviously when you switch to a selfie view or a camera view, it comes up with your display. Not a great display, but just enough for you to see.
yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, the back camera is always the main camera, one
It
that
is.
comes out with the better specs and
It
a
is.
lot better pictures. So yeah, but I do like Xiaomi's slide phones. I think the slide, if they're gonna do it, I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
what I personally
sliding
think.
makes sense. But
Yeah.
again, we just kind of see how it happens. Now, talking about our podcast and doing our podcast, BBC removing all of their podcasts off Google. What is that all about?
Okay, that's something I didn't know, but that's
Yeah.
strange. That is
So
new.
they've removed all of their content has been taken off, so you can't get BBC podcast, and they've got some good podcasts out there. But
Again, now they're launching some huge streaming platform which they're going to come out with podcasts, but yeah, don't know unless Apple's bought them out and said, you know what, we're gonna have all your podcasts on our platform.
yeah,
Don't know,
it is a
don't know
weird one.
what.
I mean, I didn't see that one happening, but I think there's a spat between Google and the BBC. It's just, but no, I mean, the BBC have an app called BBC Sounds, don't they?
Yes, yeah, they do, yeah.
Which will do podcasts and radio and whatnot. I mean, are they trying to force everybody to use that app? I mean,
I mean, last time I heard, BBC are going to come out with a subscription-based streaming platform where you can see all their previous historical
listen, the only
programs and
shows
so forth.
anybody
Are they
would
ever going
want
to
to
do
watch
that?
on BBC, listen, will be anything with David Attenborough, right?
And Only Fools and Horses. Don't forget Only Fools and Horses. You can't
Okay,
beat that
all
no
right.
matter what.
True,
That should have been the first thing
true.
you said. But
Yeah,
yeah, David
no, that's
Attenborough,
true.
yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. That's true.
But anything else, I mean, I don't know. I
Yeah.
mean, BBC is just BBC. I mean, these.
I mean, there are a lot of good programs on there, but again, personally, it's something I just flick through. I don't watch extensively. But yeah,
Yeah, it
we'll
is
see what
interesting.
happens. We shall see what happens.
Cool. Well, anyway, we'll have our next podcast in 2 weeks' time. Obviously, we wanted to do this one today purely because we wanted to cover the Apple event. And we are going to say, myself and Mandy both disappointed with it.
Yeah. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have a lot more topics, a lot more interesting things happening in the world of tech. But yeah. at the moment,
Cool.
just the Apple side of things.
Anyway, thank you so much to listening to our second coming of vibes. And yeah,
Yes.
please keep those feedback coming. I mean, thank you so much for your love out there. I mean,
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just let us know if there's anything you think that we should change or anything you're not coming across well. Just let us know. We're happy with you. Happy to change it. Happy to work on this as well. But yeah, so far so good.
yeah, so far so good. So
Yeah.
I hope you all have a brilliant weekend, a brilliant couple of weeks ahead of you. The sunshine's coming out in the UK.
Yes. Oh, amazing today.
It
Absolutely
is
amazing.
amazing. We are loving the sun. Knowing our luck, it'll probably disappear by the weekend.
Yeah,
But
couple
anyway,
of days.
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're gonna make most of it. But you know, thank you again, and we shall see you all in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right then, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.